Agenda item number five, discussion and possible action on surplus personal property by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Mr. Chairman, board members, each quarter, I'm doing it now each quarter, pretty much. We have a lot of assets that we're trying to surplus. But basically, state statute requires me to read through and give you what we're trying to surplus that may not be efficient to repair, or basically we no longer need the asset, or simply just not working. So kind of explain a little bit how we do the surplus. I know some already know that, but it's simply that we have forms that the folks in the field filled out. They give us a description of the property, why they're surplusing it. We review it, approve it, and then we look around to see if any other groups can use those assets that are out there. If they can't be, we bring it to the board. We basically ask for approval to surplus. Then we put it out on a well-advertised auction to sell it. So what I'd like to do is first let you look at the assets that we're surplusing, and if you have any questions on it, please ask me. Any the state statute says anything with any value. So if it, I know, it's exciting, just as exciting for me as it's for you guys, I'm sure. If there are no questions, I will painfully read through all of them and ask for your approval then, please, sir.
Question.
Sure.
There seems to be several vehicles this time reported.
Right.
Just a complaint that we just...
No, if all of these vehicles that we have out here, all are over 125,000 miles, or they're basically 10 years or older. And we try to keep the fleet, you know, up to as, you know, current as possible, but these vehicles are pretty worn out, and so we basically want to refresh the fleet with those. But some of these vehicles, even though they're 2 or 3 years old, may have 150,000, 160,000 miles on them, and they start showing the wear and tear on maintenance for them.
Well, don't tell my wife, because my car has 200,000 miles on it.
But these get a little more abused than, you know, normal driving.
My car. One she gave me.
Okay, if there's no questions, may I read the resolution, please?
Please.
Thank you.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority hereby authorize the General Manager, CEO, to dispose of the following surplus personal properties under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of Brazos River Authority. Be it resolved that the board authorizes the general manager, CEO, in certain instances to continue to use and or maintain previously authorized surplus properties in a manner that is the best interest of Brazos River Authority until the appropriate replacement property is received and placed in service. So these are the assets. They're no longer needed. Repairs are not cost efficient, or we simply don't need. Central Basin, 2007 Ford SC two-wheel drive, 4.6 liter V8, VIN number 1FTRX12W97NA54694. A 9x7 foot flatbed off 1.5 ton truck with 3 feet 6 inch headache rack. I have 4 Byron Jackson high services pumps, model number 527603JX. I have 4 U.S. Motor High Trust thrust high service pump motors, models 405TPWP1. I have two U.S. electric raw water motors, model 44TPAWP1, and then two Byron Jackson raw water pumps, model 18KXH. Central office, we have the KitchenAid stove, Bun coffee maker, Velactor coffee maker, Bosch dishwasher, Sears High Point refrigerator freezer, six 90-inch round table cloths, three 72-inch round table cloths, four 70-inch round table cloths, and two 92-by-52-inch rectangular table cloths. I'm sure everybody will snatch those up. Lake Granberry, 2001 Ford F-150 CC, VIN number 1FTRW07LZB16571. Three fishing piers with 5-foot walkway, 60-inch by 90-inch long, leading to an 8-by-70-foot fishing tee with model handrails. Next, in Possum Kingdom, we have 2004 Ford Explorer, 4-wheel drive, VIN number 1FMZUT72K04ZA47884. 2011 Chevy Silverado 3500 CC, VIN number 1GC4CZCG3BF168303. 17-foot shop-made single-axle trailer with metal deck and 4-foot metal ramps. Gas-powered Lincoln welder. 19-foot redneck boat. Shorelander boat trailer, Evinrude 130 horsepower outboard motor, 500-pound blast pot, model P350, Bosch table saw model 4100, 4100, AG Schooner maker U.S. flash floodlight set, 1996 Ford F350, 7.3-liter diesel regular cab flatbed, VIN number F1FDLF47F3TEA49922, and a 16-inch portable copper blower ventilator, model TA16. Continuing on with Possum Kingdom, 1989 20-foot pontoon boat, low hull, 2006 Honda 50 horsepower OB motor, and a Roadrunner trailer. Under in tech services, we have 8 assorted desk chairs to 4 drawer vertical letter size file cabinets, a 2004 Chevy Impala, VIN number 2G1WF52E44922-9851, a 2011 Chevy Silverado 1500, extended cab, 4-wheel drive with camper, VIN number 1GCRKPEA0BZ293294, 2005 Ford F-150 SC, 2-wheel drive, VIN number 1FTPX14555NB27035. Last page. Technical services continue, 14 ISCO 874 rain gauges for portable samplers, 9 6-foot sampler shelters, 1 12-foot sampler shelter, 10 ISCO 6712 storm samplers, a NanoPure UltraPure DI system model D11911, and 11 ISCO 4230 flow meters, and 3 IDEX IDEXX Quantitray sealers. And with that, if there's no questions, I could ask for your approval, please.
Rick, second. John Henry.
Yeah, John Henry.
Please poll the board.
President Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.